Mom? Radio.
All right. Well, listen, I want to just say first, thanks for taking time out of this special day with your family and friends. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and for all other, place, I say one love. I have a request, for people to send their best Christmas story. The one that I, picked was Charmaine Trevor. And she wrote an article and a letter to her mother. And I want to first say thank you again. And here it is. I'm calling from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling you from the promised land, Snellville, Georgia. Through politics and athletics, people always say they're going to take them to the promised land. Well, one thing they can say, if you give me a heads up, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Donald Trump, I'll show you a good time in the promised land, come to Snellville, Georgia. But we are blessed to enjoy our love of mother. Without the Virgin Mary, it would not be no Jesus Christ. And I don't know how many of you all, when's the last time you baked a cake for Jesus? When's the last time who else do you know that has a birthday and everyone else gets gifts except him? It's not what he wants from us. He wants our love. And with that being said, I want to first introduce you to my celebrity guest host today. And her name is Charmaine Trevor.
Well, hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. I appreciate you. You went through a lot of trouble to get this together for us, and I really appreciate that. I have a special story for my mother. She is far away, and she is likely, possibly, spending Christmas alone, and nobody wants to spend Christmas alone. And I would just like to read you my story. Is that all right, Tom?
Yes, it will be. Continue.
Okay.
Let's share the inspiration.
The inspiration for this story is, of course, Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, Jesus. First of all, that's the inspiration behind the story. And the second inspiration is to all the moms out there who raise their kids properly and knowing the love of Jesus Christ and the celebration of Christmas. And with that being said, I would like to read my story. And here it goes. We all have our favorite memories of Christmas. I've had so many happy memories with my wonderful mother who would go the extra mile to make everything just right. From the Christmas tree, how it was decorated, to delightfully wrapped Christmas presents, the most wonderful stuffed turkey dinner, and the table, which was colorfully decorated. But most of all, my mother taught us the true meaning of Christmas, wrapped up in the spirit of giving through Christ Jesus. I used to take objects from around the house and wrap them up for her, because I had nothing of my own to give except for a loving heart, which is what she taught us all, along with myself and my brothers, Bill, Tim, and Wayne. The Christmas wish lists were always answered, and our stockings were always filled with fruit, nuts, and candy. All of these memories will always be cherished. We always received more than we ever asked for. But you see, my mother is much more special than that. She made sure we went to Sunday school, that we were encouraged to know the true meaning behind Christmas. She went to our school Christmas plays. She encouraged us to dance, sing, and play, to rejoice in our heart's delight so that we would come to know peace, love, joy, and kindness under her loving guidance. The most excellent thing is that she did this all year long. On birthdays, on holidays, and other gatherings of family and friends, She cared if others were hungry, if they were happy, if they had peace and joy. There were no empty days spent with my mother. They all meant something. And I said, surely she knows Christ Jesus, and surely he knows her. But by the way, Tom, I just wanted to let you know that I was twice blessed with two mothers, one being my birth mother, Leona Hafiz, who is on the line with us, and my stepmom, Doris Tarver, who lives in our town, Snellville, Georgia. So I want to turn it back over to you, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.
1 second.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. Silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light. Hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
I tell you what, anyway, this is a challenge. I'm doing it. It's like I'm having, you know, phone chopsticks. But, Mom, how did you love what your daughter wrote about you?
Well, Tom, you know, what Charmaine was saying and what she said, it's true, of course. She did hunt all around the house for things to wrap up. I remember her doing it. Making gifts out of them, you know, that was awesome. She didn't mention about my staying up till all hours of the night making cabbage rolls for the family. That's an Ukrainian dish, and, you know, I did that every year, and getting that turkey ready and all of these, well, these kids were in small, and yeah, everything what she said is true. You know, I try to instill in them to be good Christians and do the way of the Lord. I love my kids very much. And I'm way up here in Manatee. Thank you for that song, Tom, with Willie Nelson. He's one of my favorites. Texas boy, I think.
Well, see, that's what your daughter told me. Hey, listen, you know, I said, well, you on opening song? And she said, oh, the Holy Night, you know, Silent Night, Holy Night, Willie Nelson, or, you know, the old Bethlehem. And she said, oh, Mom loves Willie Nelson. So hey, I'm passing the kudos back to your daughter. But now let's ask you a little bit about what it really, you know, the requirements and the prerequisites to be a mother of children. And if you can, mention your boys.
You know, this conversation, I was totally unaware of how this conversation was going to go. So, the boys, they're all in Texas, working in the oil and gas industry, and three boys, and of course Charmaine is the second one in the middle child, I guess we'd call him the middle child, that would be Tim. I remember Tim coming to get, bring coffee in bed on Mother's Day.
Oh, bless his heart.
And that was, you know, one of those old glass coffee pots, you know.
Well, yes, unfortunately, I do.
That thing, you know, and he's coming in the bedroom with the coffee pot and the cups and everything, and that coffee pot was just jiggling. I was so afraid he was going to drop.
Oh, bless him.
And I do remember one time, this was in Ontario when we were living there, that he had made a cake for my birthday.
Uh-oh.
This was unbelievable. Very precious. And oldest boy, you know, Bill, who's in Lago Vista, Texas, he's, Bill has got a very good heart and soul. And I admire him a lot. He looks a lot like me, kind of that American, what do you call it, correct, American Indian, but it's not, yeah, probably going to use that. But he's dark like I am, and, you know, Charmaine's got the tilted up nose like her dad, not like me so much. And the baby, Wayne, of course, we all, the kids all know about the baby and how precious was, and of course still is, and of course the baby has a baby of his own now, which is my grandbaby, so it's all good, Tom, it's all good.
Well, now,
Well,
here's what I want, because the reason why I did pick her letter and, you know, that she wrote to you is that all of your episodes and, you know, your worldly travels, can you just tell us about how to be a mother of four and still be a community leader, a country's leader, a world leader, as a volunteer, and, you know, trying to right the wrongs of the world? Can you just, you know, in a short 2 minute spit?
What I can say about that, you know, most of my travels took place after the kids were growing up, and of course I've traveled all over the world in my work. Division, and that's from Siberia, Russia there, to break down Madagascar in the Indian Ocean. Spent a lot of time in Afghanistan working with ISAF and as a private contractor as well. So, you know, it's a little bit difficulty with kids growing up in the earlier age, because they were split half-time their father in Atlanta and myself up in Canada. So that wasn't an easy, that was actually a very stressful kind of situation. And I would say if I had to do that over again, I would not do that the same way. I think, you know, it probably sounds a little bit, I think that I would just keep my kids close to my heart and try not to share them at a young age, particularly at a young age, as her father and I decided on. I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't do it like that again.
Well, here is the thing. Well, hey, first off, Charmaine, say one love,
yes,
to your
Tom.
Mom. Yeah, I'm going to say one love. Can you say that?
Well, one love. I will just tell you that even though we, you know, my parents were divorced, it never affected us kids as much as they thought it did. We had everything we wanted, just like I wrote in the letter. And yes, Mom, you went all out, and we remember the cabbage rolls, the late nights. We remember all of that stuff, and it will never be forgotten. And that's why I put in that letter that you went through so much effort
to make it such a wonderful experience in our childhoods. I can probably be speaking for my brothers here. We never lacked for anything when we were growing up, and all we saw was the joy and the love and the peace and the peace of mind and the peace in our hearts. And it's important that at Christmas time we do share this with our families, because they need to know, our parents need to know how much their love meant to us. And in sharing the joy of Christmas, it does carry over. 100%, it carries over. And, you know, consequently, we grow up to share that love and those traditions with our families. And it creates a resounding ripple effect. And they really need to know that.
Now, Mom, if you can just hold 1 second. I have a few people, and as a matter of fact, Charmaine, here's the lookout lady. She's on the phone. She's going to say, you know, and this is just a talk show. This is about loving the mothers who gave us birth. And we love you. Hold a second. All right, 404-441, tell me your name. Why do you love your mom on Christmas?
Hello. My name is Trisha Bailey. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing fine. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. How's everything
going? Well,
you
also, she's a superhero, ladies and gentlemen, who are not listening and don't know. But she is also a mother, and she has like 15,000 jobs. She's one of the top 5 entrepreneurs in the state of Georgia. She does personal training, aquatic instructions, hairstylists. She's also an Our Town reporter, co-host on a talk show. I don't know how long you've been on the show, Trisha, but she is the lookout lady. And pretty much like Charmaine's mother, okay, who's in Canada, she's been looking out for all of us. And guess what? It's going to take a village to raise one of us. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's going to take a whole country today. But can you share a little bit about your mother, and can you say a little bit about, you know, why they mean so much to us on this day? Because without the Virgin Mary, we would not be celebrating someone named Tyrone. It's Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, first of all, Tom, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today. First of all, about my mom, my mom has been there for almost everybody in my family. You know, my mother, my sisters, you know, she's always been taking care of the other kids, her grandkids, her great-grandkids, for her daughters. But my mother has been our rock. She's like our, you know, the go-to person. We need something, she's there for. She's always been there for us. So, especially Christmas, she always wants her kids around her around Christmas time. So we always just like to, you know, when you see our mom, we just really like to take care of her.
Can you shout out to your mom?
Yes, my mom, her name is Shirley Bailey, and she's in Hendersonville, North Carolina, in the mountains, the Great Smoky Mountains. So I'm not there now, but I'm going to give a shout out to her.
Okay, I want to go ahead and do same thing. As we come around the corner, this is because everybody, you know, probably, you know, ready to, you know, share dinner, break and everything, and be with family. And like myself, well, I'm not going to say that because kids will be listening. But Rudolph, job well done, okay? And happy birthday, Jesus, okay? So I didn't know it came with the prize, be an uncle, and, you know, have to put screws and batteries and, you know, certain things. But Rudolph and Santa and Jesus, you know, job well done. Moms, thank you. I want to say to my mother, who turned 80 years old November 21st, she has been pretty much like Charmaine's mom. She's we have a $20 million elementary school named Anderson Livesey after her name in the Promised Land. Okay, Snellville, Georgia. Lenore, if you ever come back to Georgia, here's our saying. And I will ask Trisha to say it, but on reservations, or she might say something else. I say this. I say I'm surely sure that you're going to make it to heaven, but until then, you can always tell your people in Canada or around the world that you've been to the Promised Land. Trisha, can you say anything about the Promised Land in two sentences? Oh, she's overwhelmed and reclimpsed. Okay. And as we're, come around the circle, I just want to say, Dorita Livesey, I love you. And, I'm a mama's boy. And, she did today. I mean, even at 80, she have to go through some suffering to celebrate holidays when they get family over. And, I said, why are you cooking so much? Because people come to the Promised Land. I had Christmas carols from Anderson Livesey, and it was like, the little, elementary choir in front of the driveway and singing, all had little white, Santa hats on and just singing at the top of the lungs and smiling. And I'm like, what is all that noise? And so what it really is, and I want to advocate, because a lot of people, get caught up in the commercialism of Christmas, and it's just like what Charmaine did, is to wrap up items around the house. Mom, you knew it. Well, guess what? You were surprised, first off, that she wrapped it good, But, oh, it's a doorknob. All right. But, listen, she'll wrap up one of your shoes. You're like, What did you say, Mom? Can you read?
I hope my mom can hear this, Mom.
But anyway, Dorita Livesey, she's been with the first, jury commission of Gwinnett County as a woman of color, been with the, we're elected to, the jury, okay, commissioner, two times, and with Gwinnett County Public School Systems, and she still works every day at our school, and us 950 kids, and they all call her Mama Reet. So with all that being said, is that thank you so much for taking your time out in Canada. How is the weather? Can you tell us that?
The weather, it is minus 22 Celsius here right now.
What? Wow.
Lots of snow. It was deathly cold a couple of days ago, like minus 41. Horrible.
Whoa.
Oh, just horrible.
Okay, well, hey.
Here,
Charmaine, tell your mom the weather today in Woodstock.
Well, Mom, there's definitely no snow here. And it seems like it's about 70 degrees outside, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And, I just automatically put on my toque, which Grandma made me when we were young. She knitted it. I still have that toque. And I have this little ski vest that I put on, and I attempted to go outside, and the heat wave hit me in the face. It's 75 degrees. So I got a chuckle out of that because I promptly had to take it off so I could get ready to read your Christmas story to you.
I'm finishing up and didn't finish the remark, is that love, has no value. And what's priceless is something you can't buy from Walmart. Mom, I hope you understand that this right here is going to be a link that she'll be able to email you, and you can listen to it at your own time and share it with your other people all around the world, and you can listen to it. It's like a talking Christmas card. And the thing is, you know, we get caught up in all the commercialism. We you know, the kids want a, you know, Apple 87 cell phone, you know, in second grade. You know, hey, the thing is, those memories that you remember, because, you know, a Lamborghini, if you gave it to me, I didn't appreciate it, I'll tote it, and I'll forget it. But I'm going to tell you, one of the memories I have is my dad taking me in a pickup truck to a, you know, drugstore and buying me an ice cream cone. You know, these are some of the things that are impactful, and the thing what I'm trying to share with you, and thank you so much for being a leader of our country and our world, is that certain things that you do and certain phrases that you share with these little ambitious ones that look at you, you don't realize what the impact you have on them and the memories that they will share, because the real gifts are the gifts of love from your parents. Thank you all so much for being on the show, and Merry Christmas. Thank you, Charmaine. Thank you, Lenore.
Thank you, Tom. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, one love. Okay, we just, hey, can I get a grunt hug?
One love. Thank you, Tom. Mom, Merry Christmas to you. I'll be calling you.
Merry Christmas, Charmaine. Tom, why don't you put that one love in there by Bob Marley?
That, okay, all right. Well, look, oh, Lord, I don't think Mama want to go, look, Jamaican on me.
My mom is far out.
Oh, hey, she's cool.
She knows it from, she's traveled the world.
Wait a second, I'm trying to pull it up. And this is going to be our celebration, and that's what I always tell people, because I don't know, I don't want to be, you know, disrespectful to anybody's, you know, religion, but hold 1 second, and I'm going to get this, and you're going to be able to hear this once we do this. And we're going to just do this. All right, and by special request from Mama Canada. Here we go. I think I have someone who wants to just say hello. This is where I get my talking from. Is this 404-309?
Merry Christmas to Tom and to your special guest. I tuned in late, and I'm not aware of the name, but it's a great pleasure that join in with my son to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. I hope that this will be the best year ever for all of us. And we must let gratitude be our attitude at all times.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on that. Mrs. Livesey, God bless you. God
and
bless
you. And I look forward to meeting you, and just keep on keeping on. Okay? Go forward.
Okay.
Go
forward.
Hey, wait a second. Mom, do that better, best.
Let me see if I can remember.
Don't stop until you're better.
Never stop until your good is better and your better is best. Or something like on those lines. But he caught me off guard.
Wow! Now that's special. Love you, Mother. This is Dorita Lipsy. This is where I get to talking from.
I've been a journalist
for years. And anyway, thank you all so much for being on the show. Listen, now don't eat too much, all right? And we're coming out with a book saying how to keep your waist tight by eating right during the holidays. Because Charmaine, she's ready to take that two-piece going to Panama City.
Charity.
Mama, you better talk to her. Anyway, love you all. Thank you, Mom.
You
okay,
too,
and one love,
love
everyone.
You too, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello? Hello? Oh,